You love it here. People come up here and people take pictures all the time. Of course, that's Nova Scotia, right across there.
Yeah, you're looking at New Brunswick over here and Nova Scotia over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is St. Mark's.
St. Mark's, and it's part of it with the church. And we had some vandalism done here last spring to the tune of $30,000, $40,000 worth of vandalism.
Oh, no.
Some kids broke in. They smashed out all the windows. They destroyed just about everything. Just about everything. But this is a hall. It's the only one in the Aulac Jolicoeur area, this hall here. And we use it for the community, really, and the church. Different groups like 4-H here in Point of View, the round dancers, square dancers, people like that.
Who owns this hall?
The hall is owned by the Anglican Church, the Bishop of Fredericton, and he puts it in trust of the members of the parish. The members of the parish are the ones that really take care of it, do the bookings for rentals for the community. And like I said, it's the only community hall in all of Aulac, Jolicoeur, Point of View area. One time there used to be three halls. Now there's just this one left. It's kind of a little bit of a hub for the community because it's the only place that really people can go and have events here in our ward. One thing that we've talked about here is the possibility of the hall being some kind of a warming center. But we'd have to make some changes, things that have to... We have no warming center in this ward. And if we needed a place to go for people to stay warm, we could do that here, but we don't have a generator to keep the lights on. And we're looking at, you know, things like Wi-Fi in the building so that this could be even more of a center for the community.
Right. So you, you didn't have this challenge of communicating with potential voters, but now that you're acclaimed and, you know, it's time to get to work kind of thing, now you will have that challenge of, okay, so how do you think, you know, is this hall going to figure into your plan for how you communicate with people?
I think that the most important thing for me, I know lots of people in this ward, lived here all my life. This is my home. And I know some people, a few of them have already started to call me with suggestions. Some have mentioned they want to talk to me after I've been sworn in on council, things like that. But if the hall's here and if I decide to have a townhouse, open house, whatever, a little later on, maybe to engage the community. But I think the best thing for me to do is to get out and go to the fire department, for example, or over to Truman's, where everybody from all across Canada goes to Truman's, or up to places like Haylock and down to Big Stop, where I run into my neighbors all the time and talk to the people through that way. I don't know how well, like I said, I don't know how well town halls will work, but if the 4-H are here and they're having an event and it's open to the public, I will be here to the event and I would make myself available to anybody that wants to talk.
Right.
And I've told people the most important thing for me is going to be they're going to have to talk to me. They're going to have to tell me what they want in this ward. I don't want to go in with the idea that it's Greg Martin's thoughts. I've got quite a few people out here and they're voters and I want to be able to represent them the best I can. And the best way they can do that, tell me what you want. Tell me what's bothering you. Tell me if we have people here that need extra help. We, you know, there's so many things that I'm going to have to engage with the people in this area. But they have to come out and tell me. They have to let me know.
Yeah. So you're thinking you'll be doing the outreach as opposed to sort of calling everyone in here.
Yes, yeah. I think so. I think so. I think that's the best way to meet people. Go down to the fire department some night when they're having their training and their training night and spend a few minutes with the guys and just, you know.
Yeah, it does seem like the province has fire departments on its agenda for, you know, 2025. So yeah. I guess it might be maybe useful to have this Tantramar Council fully assembled and ready to go once those changes start yeah. rolling out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But some people are afraid that the formation of Tantramar will mean that people will say, oh, well, why do you have three fire departments? It's one yeah. municipality. Yeah. So what do you say to that?
I've heard that myself. I've heard people say that. Then I remind them that on my insurance policy, at the bottom of my insurance policy, it says, how far away from your house is the nearest fire hydrant? And of course, I got to say, we don't have a fire hydrant, but we do have a fire department within so many kilometers of my house. And that usually satisfies the insurance policy, you know, mm-hmm. as far as my insurance. I've been able to maintain my insurance and mm-hmm. without problem. I'm sure that everybody else in this area feels the same way. We need our fire department. It's almost imperative we have something out here. We cannot depend mm-hmm. on somebody coming across a marsh and get stuck in the snow out in the middle of the marsh and somebody's house burning down. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. And it's going to make it harder for people to get insurance if we don't have a fire department. It's like I look at it like you look at Moncton. They have big fire department, and then they have small departments around the city. That's the way we're going to have to operate. We can't just say, we got one fire department in the town of Sackville that's going to take care of here, because it's not going to work. It's not going to work, yeah. I don't think. And that's one of my priorities, is to ensure that we have good fire department.
So Ward 5 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's well spread out. Our boundaries go from here down to Route 16 towards Port Elgin, to where Bay Vert starts. And then it includes all this, all the way around Aulac, Fort Beauséjour, all this area. But it's well
spread. You're the only ward with a National Historic Site, I think.
Fort Beauséjour, yeah. And I always think of Fort Beauséjour as our little gem, little secret. I'm a little disappointed. Well, not a little bit disappointed. A lot disappointed in the signing Fort Beauséjour. Ever since the tourist center here in Aulac closed, and the provincial government's got a lovely building down in Aulac that has been used for, I don't know, 10 years since they closed the tourist center here in Aulac. And so people are driving by and they say, we should stop at Fort Beauséjour, but they're already the other side of Amherst before they realize they've gone by on their way to Nova Scotia. A lot of people just don't realize that we've got this historic site over there. And it's, I think it could be used so much more. But there's no signs. There's a few signs that are about that big, and mm-hmm. it's not the good big sign. They should have a picture of the fort on a big sign on the side of the road, and people driving through say, oh, that's Fort Beauséjour, yeah. But it's been there as long as I've been alive, so, yeah. You know.
It seems like the expansion and twinning of that highway through this area across the marsh there impacted the communities a lot. It would, you know, yeah. So, I mean, even yeah, like Fort Beausejour, I mean, you're right. I mean, I think the only way I've ever found it is with a GPS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I always had a problem with that, but I know it's a provincial problem. As, you know, the building that used to be a tourist center, that little tourist center there, I don't know what the government says about it, but I've lived here all my life and I've been around down there. And I've seen that place very, very busy. I've even gone in and visited myself, looking for maps of places down in Nova Scotia and PEI that I wanted to visit. But it was a great place to pick up a map and get some information. Now we have nothing here, nothing for to make the tourists want to stop. I know that... the Truman's ice cream place is a busy place and people are getting to know it. And the word is spread quite well across the province and Nova Scotia. And people are coming from all over. And there even their signs, they've got a couple signs down in Aulac, but they're small and they don't grab the attention that a nice big sign would bring people in, tourists especially. There's a lot of tourists travel through here, through this way. They go to the Big Stop. They'll stop in the Big Stop. They'll have lunch. They'll pick up some treats, and then they're back on the road because there's nothing to say. Up there is Fort Beausejour. You can see it from the Big Stop. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the way it is, yeah.